Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, so every once in a while, we put up a Patreon-only pre-show that I think everyone should hear. And it's not, I just want to make sure you guys understand, this is not me just sticking this out here to say, hey, here's a little carrot, a little taste. I mean, if you joined our Patreon, we'd be thrilled, of course, and you get these every week. But that's not why I'm doing it. And I've done this before. I just wanted to put out this one because I think last week's was especially good and funny. And I don't know, maybe you could use a little midweek entertainment here on the public feed for Core before we do a regular show on Thursday. So anyway, enjoy this little extra today, and I hope you have a good time. Bye.
Well, hello.
Ooh, Speedy.
Speedy indeedy.
Yeah. I just realized. Oh, no, I put it in. All right, never mind. I'm a little off. I laid down. I took a nap. That was a mistake. Because now I don't know anything. I feel like I woke up and went, who am I? What is this? What is this world? It was one of those naps.
Yeah. And, how did we get here?
Yeah.
The world has changed.
And I'm covered in dog hair because the dog took one with me. And this whole, you can't see it on camera, this whole side of me is just dog hair. So it's a good time, is what I'm saying. It's a great time to be alive, to be here.
There's never been a better time
than now. Also, I moved, given our list, we can change it because we have time, but I put the a Diablo 4 annual expansion thing up there because I think that's deeper than just a Diablo discussion.
Yeah.
I like the discussion around whether these kinds of games, because lots of games get annual stuff, right? Not expansions necessarily, right. But whatever. I think we can go places with that, so...
Yeah, I forgot we hadn't really decided on a main topic. I think that's a good one, though. I think there's probably a lot to say about it and around it.
Yeah.
I think.
And is it based? I mean, right now it's what, rumor or is it confirmed?
No, interview. This website, Dexerto, talking to, I believe, Rod Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Here. Quarterly seasons, annual expansions. Interesting. So what,
yeah,
four?
So it's not even rumor. It is confirmed.
It's happening. That's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think there's a lot to unpack there. I read it and I didn't know how I felt about it.
Yeah, I'm still not sure. I know if you would have told me this before its release, I would have felt differently than I do now. But maybe I still feel positively about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Expansions implies a lot.
It does. There's a lot of expectation on that word.
Yeah. And it makes me care less about...
Although we got to save this for the show.
Yeah, why am I doing this?
It's got to be for the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why am I doing this?
Did you see the new Ninja Turtles yet, Scott?
No, it's on something now, right? Peacock or some shit? Where is it?
I don't know. I think it might still be rental only, rent or buy.
I still need to watch it. I'm actually behind on everything. I haven't seen any more than the two Ahsoka first episodes. I've been busy.
A lot of people were down on the third, I think, because it got so underhyped. I actually thought the third episode was fine, but I did bank it because, you know, I heard people complaining about it.
Yeah.
The fourth episode, like, kind of crazy things happen in it. So
in a good way, it sounds like, from your tone. Right.
I was very pleased.
Really?
The fourth episode of
Ahsoka. Well, we're not going to spoil it, obviously, but yeah.
I'll tell you, the fourth episode of Ahsoka ends so big that then I saw somebody, I think it was probably Garrett, usually Garrett when it's Star Wars.
Yeah, he likes the Star Wars.
Posted a retweet that the fifth episode of Ahsoka is going to air in some theaters.
What?
They're really? Going to show the fifth episode in theaters.
Why? It must be a big deal or something.
That gives you kind of an idea that it ends on a big note. So,
plus, isn't that the last thing? There aren't many of these, right?
Is that true? Is it end at five?
They're 10, but
there's no way it ends at five.
10. That seems crazy. 10 seems crazy. 5 seems crazy. I would have said 8.
Sorry. I think it's 8, actually.
Ahsoka total episodes. Let's find out. Let's get the word here.
I just Googled it.
It's 8. It is 8 then. So why fifth? I mean, the fifth must be something special. I mean,
you'll know once you see the fourth episode. Like,
okay.
I'd have to tell you how it ends to tell you why the fifth episode's in theaters.
Hmm.
But you would say, oh, that makes sense. I can see why they would do that. They would pick that one.
Is it long enough to... It seems like you'd need a couple hours in a theater or an hour and a half.
I think it's a 40-50 minute episode.
Okay, so kind of normal.
Yeah, it's directed by Dave Filoni, so he's usually in on the big ones.
Yeah, he is the big one these days. That guy.
Yeah.
Interesting. Would you guys go to a theater to see this?
I mean, it's really hard for me to just go to a theater, but maybe. Like, if I was going with a group of friends, I'd probably go see it.
Hmm.
I mean, I have one right next to my house, but it's not playing there, unfortunately.
Oh.
Probably because Canada.
Oh, right. But that must be cool. You just can hop over there whenever, right? And see a thing.
It's literally a 5-minute walk to standard chain. I can see things anytime I want in a VIP theater.
That's freaking great.
It's nice. I don't use it as much as I should.
Yeah.
But well, it's nice.
What I would do. I would talk about how cool it is until I had it, and then it would be so convenient that I would not.
It would be more inconvenient to take a car than to just walk. That's kind of the level of closeness that it is. Like, literally walking is the best option.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Cool. Yeah, there it is. Fifth episode. Wow. Okay. Official title and synopsis. Boy, they're keeping real tight about what it is. Although you guys say that at the end of 4, you kind of know where you're headed, it sounds like.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in it, but based on how 4 ended, I understand why it's a big deal.
Mm. All right. I'm curious.
4 in its own right was pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever they're doing in 5 is like, stuff's going to happen. You know, things will be explained. Like, I think the beginning of Ahsoka, you've seen the first two. So it was like, let's get the Padawan thing going.
Sure.
And 3 and 4 is just like adventure episodes, like, you know, space battle, saber fights, like it's just
Star Wars,
kicking that can down the road. It's not really like revelatory. This one seems like you're going to learn some stuff. There are going to be emotions.
All right. Yeah.
And I got to say, Ray Stevenson continuing to kill it. Oh my gosh.
Guy's like, great.
He plays an obvious bad guy, but he gives just a little speech in the fourth episode. And I was like, maybe he's fine. like, maybe he's fine. I just like this guy. Like, I've never been more amicable towards the dark side than when he started talking. I was like, you know, maybe this guy has some points.
Yeah,
you know, I should agree.
I think the fourth one is the first time he seems like he distinguishes himself from other Jedi, because even though he's a great performance at it, he doesn't have much other than I'm a Jedi. But you start to find out like what his motivations are, like who knows where the hell he's from. Obviously you learn some more stuff and you're like, okay, he becomes more distinct as like not just another generic old white Jedi. We have lots of those. Like, we got Qui-Gon, we got Obi-Wan, we got even Luke is in that group now, you know. Like, we got a lot of those. So, like, what's unique and special about this one? And, like, yeah, okay, he's, like, definitely starting to seem very cool in the fourth episode, in my opinion.
Just makes me bummed that guy died. He's really killing it. He's doing good work. I was watching RRR, finally, the Indian movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in that. He plays this
he's the British, big bad guy.
Yeah, British guy in charge thing. Movie's weird.
Yeah, it is.
In a good way. Like, I'm really enjoying it. But even in that, he's just freaking great. Everything he's in, he's got a presence in it. Even when it's a small role or a side role, he just fascinated me as an actor. And I think it sucks that he died. Death business.
Because he's pretty good in this role. Because I know he plays a lot of hard characters. He doesn't seem that hard in this one. He seems, you know, like it's... Like, he's an antagonist, but he's, like, very, I don't know, Ronin, I guess. Like, they both, him and his apprentice, seem like, you know, masterless samurai that are fighting for a cause now.
Yeah. He not seems really sad like bad guys. With everything he does. Like well, it's come to this. Like, and that's a bummer, but I'm going to do what I got to do.
You said it pretty good about his look. He's got this look that's very Obi-Wan, you know, just old guy in a hood. Star Wars vibe, but somehow, even in those two episodes, I haven't seen three or four, the first two episodes, he just still kind of eludes something a little extra that I can't put my finger on. It's like,
yeah,
what's going on here?
Well, and Bo's right, he didn't do much in those first two episodes, but that line where, like, he talks about having to kill, like, Ahsoka, I think it was, and he just sort of says, it's gonna be such a shame. And it's just like, just that one little touch. It's not, because usually villains revel in being villains. You know, they're like, I'm going to kill everybody. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But for him to just be like, what an unfortunate thing that I'm going to have to kill someone.
And then Morgan challenges him. He's like, oh, are you feeling sympathetic? And he's like, he just says truth. Like, he's just like, he's just like. He's not like going to try to, he's not a sycophant, you know, he's not like, oh, let me obey the master. The master wants me to dislike this person. Let me make sure I say things. He's just like, he doesn't give a shit. He's just like, I'm just going to say what exactly is true about how I feel. And it's kind of awesome.
I like that Padawan lisp you gave him.
You know, my master doesn't like Darth Vader. I'm not going to like him either. Even though I kind of think he's cool. I'm not going to say so. Actually, uses the Force in a really cool way in that fourth episode, too.
Ray Stevenson's character?
Yeah, in not a flashy way, just in a very subtle, like, you know when a Master Jedi owns, like, a sucky character?
Yeah.
Kind of way?
Yeah.
Although it's not a sucky character he owns, but, like, in terms of the Force, like, when someone schools you in the ways of the Force and they don't even have to lift a finger kind of way, it's awesome.
Those are pretty good moments in Star Wars. I like that stuff. Would you say that one of the things we all said when we just saw the two was that it was kind of a joke, but it was a little serious, that it was like you are going to actually have more Ahsoka in your Ahsoka TV show, right? Like, because it felt like she was barely in those first two episodes. Is it a little more about her, or is it, has this expanded out to be way less more about her and more about everybody else? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's still, like, the better title would still be Rebels
Season 6.
It's still a better title, but she is in it more.
Okay. I think this next episode might get personal. Like, I feel like, I don't know, but right now she hasn't done much emotionally. She's very, like, okay. Mm-hmm. She's very well balanced. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of hoping whatever happens in episode 5 is going to, like, knock her down a peg.
Yeah, we saw that, like, she's been that stoic Jedi for all four episodes where not much phases her. Like, we've seen a little frustration, a little introspection, but not much beyond the, like, tempered Jedi stoicism. And you see that crumble at the end of 4 for the first time. You don't get to see all of it. You don't get to see the full payoff, but for the first time you're like, oh, this is Ahsoka, like, as we saw her back in the day more, where she was a little more emotional.
Right.
Bring some tissues maybe for 5. I don't know. If there's only 8 episodes, then 5, 6, it's like, you know, we're past the halfway mark. And
yeah, it's a big moment on 5. Yeah. You're technically halfway now, I guess, right? Yeah. 5th will kick it off. So here's how you get her.
One thing I will say, and it is a bit of a spoiler, but I don't care because I'm going to complain about it. Where the hell is Zeb?
Oh, not really.
Yeah, he was in friggin' Mandalorian. Like,
Arabast.
Like, they've already put him in Star Wars television. Why isn't he continuing to run?
Where the hell is Zeb? Maybe he's a season two thing.
Expensive
suit. I don't think he's going to make it.
That suit was really pricey.
He is expensive, but, you know, Steve Bloom, always down. Just get him.
Get him in there.
He's in literally everything.
Yeah, he'll be happy to. I don't think that guy's your problem. It's something
else. I don't know how he has time to do anything. He is literally 8 characters in everything.
All at the same time.
Ever.
Yeah, that's weird.
My guess is, because I think Ahsoka's supposed to be a one season deal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's a limited series, I think.
But my guess is, you know, there's just definitely gonna be more after. I don't see how 4 episodes is gonna like wrap up all the characters they brought in. Like, we're getting some rebels or something after.
There's a real launch.
Thrawn, the greatest villain that isn't Darth Vader or Palpatine. Oh no! And it's like, what is he gonna do? All his shit in 30 minutes of the last episode. Like, you know, that's not, like, I think Thrawn is going to be a thing for a couple of series at least.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that would be the, like, you know, that's your Avengers villain. Like, all this is, you know, we're all tired of MCU stuff, I know, but, like, in the principle of, like, building a universe, Thrawn is what you're building towards. There has to be a coming together of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you see bits and pieces of that, you know, like we've had Rebels characters on The Mandalorian, you know, Ahsoka got her start on The Mandalorian, like.
Right.
This stuff is happening, but.
And you've heard I've said my harebrained theory already, right?
I don't know, did you?
About the Knights of Ren.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hate that.
I mean, she has a W on her name, and the Knights of Ren, I think, don't have a W, but...
Yeah, they dropped the W.
Yeah,
I could definitely see Filoni making a stitch there. Like, like, I don't... Sabine's enough of a badass that she might go... she might go bad.
You got a big...
She might turn heel.
Trim the W episode where she becomes what she always feared the most. Who knows?
Well, all they got to do is lose one fight, then they drop the W.
Yep, that's how we're. Yep,
and win.
Yep, that's what the kids say now. It's L's and W's. That's it.
Yeah,
L's that's all and they W's. Do. Real quick, here's how you take down Ahsoka. I've always said this. I'll say it again, especially in live action. Just nick her in the big flesh helmet thing she has to have sticking out everywhere. Just clip that somehow.
Fight?
Oh no, she's awesome, but I'm telling you, like, that looks like painful, nerve ending nightmare flesh. So all you gotta do is just, I don't know, somehow flick, you know, get a bullet through blaster hole through the middle of it, or clip a little.
Like, Scott continues to be baffled by bodies that have different proportions than humans. He continues to just be like, but if it's bigger than a human, it's cumbersome.
Yeah. No, I don't think that. I don't think it's cumbersome. I just think it makes your head a bigger target.
It's like having hair, right? Like, you don't go to USC with long hair.
Yeah, right.
Sure. It does. But I would also argue that if you're a Jedi trained to protect your body, you would recognize that larger area as part of your body and train to protect it.
No, that's true. Because I never think this way about like Kyle's character in D&D. I never think of that character as getting his tail cut or something. Right.
Right.
Like, because in my mind, if you're an untrained lizard folk, your tail's not going to help you in most situations. It's going to be
also, it might grow back.
Well, that's true. But it's going to hurt when someone cuts it or gets slammed in a door or something like that. In her case, like Bo said, it's a good example. You don't want, like, Bo's hair would not serve him in a UFC fighting octagon.
No, this huge weak point to get pulled. And even like the women UFC fighters tie their hair up real tight when they fight and stuff like that.
So as long as she's got her two sabers, she'll be fine. But if you ever put her in a situation where it's just got to be fisticuffs, I'm not sure she still has the advantage. I mean, she has force powers and all that, but let's say you put her, you do like you do Magneto, you put her in a room where her force powers are not usable, okay? None of that stuff works in there. She's still physically strong, she can still be acrobatic and all that, but you got somebody with like a shaved head versus her her big fleshy weird thing. I think she's at a disadvantage.
I like that Scott has reduced this argument down all the way to just basically saying she has a bigger head than normal people.
Well, I have a bigger head than normal people, and it's a problem for me. So I'm just saying It's possible. Like, if you're going to do a headshot from, you know, 200 yards away in Call of Duty, she's going to be a way easier shot.
Oh, so you're nerfed in the World War, basically?
Yes.
You complain to the military. It's not fair that my head's bigger than other people. I'm going to get a headshot easier.
This hat I'm wearing right now barely fits me, and it's the biggest anyone makes, and I've tried every hat on the planet.
I imagine that, like, that gif where people are, like, calculating and running the numbers and looking around, and then Scott's like, I got it. After a lot of studying. Her head's bigger.
He has the cheat codes, the destruct
more
codes.
Area to possibly hit.
Yeah, but I think this stuff about all Star Wars. So, like, another one, the Mon Calamari people.
Uh huh.
They are at a massive disadvantage.
They're easier to blind.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you poke their eyes out, right?
They're bigger eyes, so they're more sensitive to flashbangs.
Yep. Big old not blinky fair. Eyes. Those are a problem. But their biggest problem is their hands, if you want to call them that. They're just like fish fins with no real articulation. They're a nightmare. Like, you could just knock them down left and right. What are they gonna do? They're not gonna do shit.
Right. Let's not get mad, chat room.
Chad is literally getting mad at Scott for this. I will give you my stupid hang up.
Do it.
The first time I looked at my Admiral Ackbar action figure and I saw what Mon Calamari, like, lower arms look like.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way that's going through a shirt. He's wearing a shirt. How'd he get it through the sleeves? Yeah. How did he do it? Because it's a big crustacean-y arm, and he's got sleeves. How'd he put his arm through there?
Yeah.
Zippers on the sleeves.
It still bugs me.
Zippers on the sleeves.
Zippers on the sleeves.
You think that's what did it?
Maybe, but I didn't until I see it.
They're futuristic micro zippers. They're futuristic micro zippers.
Now, when they show them,
I need to see it. I need it confirmed. People are giving me answers. I understand there are answers to this question. I need confirmation.
You can answer all you want, but we need evidence.
I understand there could be a zipper. I understand there could be Velcro. I understand it could be a stretchy material. It might be like D&D, and it grows, and then he puts it over him, and then it shrinks, because that's just the way force clothes work in the future or something. But until I see it happen, I need to know. I mean, it's going to bug me till I know.
Yeah. Maybe if you ask real nice, Scott can maybe send the question over to Paul, who can send it over to Dave, and we can find out your answer. And not that I want to lean on these things or anything, but it sounds like this is a traumatic childhood thing. It would mean a lot for your personal therapy. Look at it.
They're like kind of rolled up, too. Like, mm-hmm.
They're like, you know what? They're like Popeye arms. There's no way those fit through those sleeves. So there's got to be. And if the zippers are there, they're hidden.
Yeah, they're hidden on the gauntlets. So you can't. Or wait, those are his hands.
Those are his arms. Yeah. And they got little spinies, too, on top of that. Like, yeah. Not only are they big Popeye arms, they also got spiny.
Right. And they're also in a certain direction. So you go one way, but not the other, or else you're going to snag.
He's never changed that shirt. He got it on one time.
Yep.
And he's like, it's a trap. I can't take it off.
My theory is zippers.
Zippers? All right. And the other thing, look, he's got bony finger type stuff, but it's all webbed tight. You can't do much. I'm just saying, I wouldn't want him on my team. That's all. Okay. Fish people. Jeez. Fish people are not meant to be in the front line of any kind of war. All right. That's all. That's all it is.
I think this is vaguely the most racist conversation I've been a part of in a while. But it's Star Wars, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, if you shield it in the.
I want no. What is Ahsoka's race of people called?
What are they? I used to know this because I was really excited when they got added to.
Togruta.
Togruta.
Togruta. Okay.
Yeah, so Scott wants no Togruta and no Mon Calamari in his World War III military squad.
How come some of the Togruta have a much more pronounced pokey business at the top? Are they just all different? I guess that's probably the same.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know.
Like people, there's variety.
But can you, like, is it a style? Could you grow it that way? Or is this just this is how your flesh?
No, it's like me wishing I had hair. It just doesn't happen for some people.
Because this one is like, man, look at her up there with the pokey out and the stick ups.
Man, that's Shaak Ti.
Yeah, Shaak Ti, she was the one that went down and.
She's died like five times in Star Wars.
What
was Ahsoka or Shaak Ti?
Shaak Ti, because there was a cut scene in episode 3 where she gets killed by Grievous, I believe. And then that there was like kind of a fake death in the Clone Wars. And then there was because the scene got cut, they killed her off. Where was it? They killed her off in another spot. She was in one of those Force Awakens games. You kill her off there. She's died a lot.
And I don't know why. I don't know why I think of this as not a problem for Twi'leks, but they have the same kind of issues potentially. Although they can kind of rope them back some. I don't know.
Yeah, some wrap them around.
Yeah, like the sexy. They got like sexy ones, and they wrap those around, the sexy ones.
I think Bib Fortuna is really an unfortunate Twi'lek. Like I would consider Twi'leks generally a good looking race.
Yeah,
but Bib Fortuna is like the ugliest guy.
Yeah. Also, is he considered a Twi'lek as well?
Definitely Twi'lek. Yeah.
Oh gee, yeah. No, he's not representative of Twi'leks. He's like.
He's not healthy, is what he's not. Look at
it. Like if what, like what I said. There's all different types.
It's like if you were to send Trump into a Twi'lek movie and Trump was representative of all humans, they'd be like, God, those poor humans.
Yeah.
And then you realize, like, no, he's just one of a variety and a particularly unfortunate one.
Yeah, I think he may just be gross. Just what I mean is like living wrong, eating weird bugs from the desert, Jabba, you know.
Also, like, I think his what are they called? His tentacles?
They're called, like, Italian leku.
Italian sausages?
Yeah. They're called
leku.
His leku are, like, a little farther back on his head than you normally see. Like, he definitely, you know that movie trope where there's a bunch of kids and one of them comes out massively deformed and then becomes like the worst villain in the universe? Like, that's kind of like, that's him.
Yeah.
You know? Was he supposed to be fat? Looking at this picture, was he supposed to be like a fat Twi'lek? Because he's very clearly a thin guy, but they gave him like a waddle.
It's like he got laparoscopic or something, and the skin stayed. You know, you get rid of all that fat, and then you know you can't exactly control where your skin goes. That's a bit of that, I think. But why is it the males that all do? All the males have the lumpy head because the females are all very lovely. I'm looking
at not in the Clone Wars. I mean, and even in Rebels, the males, like, there's handsome males too. So okay. I don't know.
I always chose, so for the record, I like Twi'leks. I choose one every time I play Old Republic. I fire up a new character. He's always a Twi'lek almost every single time. Twi'lek, whatever it is.
The Twi'lek Zone.
Yeah, the Twi'lek
Zone. I like saying Twi'lek better, and I was very sad to hear it confirmed that it's Twi'lek.
Is it really Twi'lek? It's not as fun to say.
It is Twi'lek. It's not like this is a Titus Tetus business. Like the right answer is unfortunate because I like the wrong answer better.
Now, this guy I'm showing now, I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
That almost looks like Bib Fortuna before the operation.
Didn't we see Bib Fortuna in Book of Boba Fett? Or was it the end of The Mandalorian? Yeah. He's on Jabba's throne all fat. I think he is in that show.
Really?
And no, Boba Fett kills him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, like he's old now and still running the... I missed it. I still haven't seen that series.
At the end of Mandalorian season. Let me see.
I still haven't seen
Fortuna Mandalorian. Oh, yeah, look at him. Oh, man, he did. He is big.
Ooh, share that.
Google Bib Fortuna Mandalorian.
Okay.
You'll see him.
I'm doing it.
Because I'm on the wrong computer to just quickly send you a link.
It's fine. Yeah. Also, the name Bib Fortuna is amazing. Oh, yeah. Look at him. He's like, he let himself go. Holy shit.
I think that's what they were trying for back then, though.
He
still got that neck waddle, you know?
Yeah. Maybe this is just a more realized version of him. I mean, he's immediately recognizable, though. I see that face, and I go, oh, there's a freaking Bib Fortuna doing some Fortuna business, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see if I got another shot where he's on throne. Yeah, he's a bigger dude. His pipe got bigger. What did you call it? What's the name of it? Yeah, his whatever that word is much, much improved. Look at the comparison.
I'm going to take it like season 2 of Book of Boba Fett. Boba Fett's going to be like 500 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you sit on Jabba's throne, you gain weight. That's just the way it works.
It's the rule. Yeah, I understand. Well, there you go.
The whole plot will be him trying to fit back into the armor again.
It's been a fun walk down Star Wars Lane, I think, today.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. My racism.
Anyways, Ahsoka, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah, me too. And I hope, you know, personally, I don't want anyone to take a chunk out of her head flesh. I want that to be, I want her to be fine.
I mean, you're just saying it would be achievable more so than a standard small head person.
Yes. If there
like
was
Beetlejuice at the end of Beetlejuice would be harder to hit.
Or the guy in the doctor's office on Beetlejuice, that little shrunken head guy.
Yeah.
He's never getting hit. He's going to dodge every bullet that anyone ever shoots. But I don't know. I'm just saying there are advantages. Size matters. I'm not talking penises here. I'm just saying, like, you know, you're a target. You got a bigger target. That's it. That's all it is. It's not discrimination, chat room.
Somebody needs to make the meme for Scott. Literally no one blank and then Scott. I'm not talking penises.
I'm talking how big is your target.
Yeah, we need one of those, you know, those black and white photos of Scott with the quote in black on the right. Yeah. So size matters, but I'm not talking penises.
I'm not talking penises here.
That'd be a good t-shirt line. Let's make it. Oh, and chat room. No, you know what? I'll save it for the show because I want to tell everyone about Lake Run Drive that's just up the street from me.
Are you sure this isn't doxing yourself?
No. I don't think so.
Great.
I don't think so. I'll just say there's a Lake Run street near me. How about that? That'll work.
I mean, it's fine. I just, you know.
They got to be a bunch of them, you know. Aren't there? I don't know. Is it bad? All right, I'll just tell the chat.
I've ever heard of. If you're like, I don't, like, it depends how close it is and, you know.
Well, in chat, I've told you, and you're the only ones I'm telling. There's a street called Lake Run, and it blew my mind. I've lived here 10 years, had no idea it was up the road.
Just maybe don't say the part, I live close to it. It's just, it's in Utah.
I live in a huge state, millions
of
people.
Here's how to get to my house from Lake Run Road.
It's very far from me and close in the at the same time. All right, let's do a show. Let me turn
off. Hold on, I got one more question about Twi'leks.
Oh, do it.
Start.
Go.
You showed a picture of Bib Fortuna and his little Leku was really close to his face, and you think they ever put those in their mouth?
Oh, I'll bet all the time, right?
Like, yeah, I'd chew mine if I had them. For
like
sure.
It's supposed to be full of like nerves, so it's supposed to be like a very pleasurable.
Oh.
Like organ.
Okay, now we're talking about something different.
Like working the hose
like,
a little there.
Do you think they ever just like while they you know what I mean? Like
that was so much worse because you put your finger in your mouth.
Yeah, that wasn't unfortunate.
The good news is chat didn't see it.
Oh yeah, that's true. Oh maybe
that was just for you. That was just for you guys.
If you guys saw that, get us a.
I mean, it stands clip. To reason that it might be or it might not be. I don't know. That's interesting.
I don't either. And so nerve endings can mean it's a double edged sword because you could be talking about a lot of very sensitive pain area zones, or you could be talking about, you know, zones of pleasure, I suppose. But like if you walk, here's what I would guess. If you had a Twi'lek girl and I walked up to her and said, oh, let me feel your thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's not cool. Yeah. That's not cool anyway. But it also, that seems extra bad to do that to a Twi'lek. It just seems like,
yeah. I mean,
just,
is it? Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about putting someone else's in your mouth. I'm just talking about like Bibbs is like just hanging out right here. Do you think he ever just like leans down and gives it a little attention?
I don't know. I never thought of it. And now will every time I see them. So.
I sort of thought they wouldn't be that sensitive because of where they are. You know.
I read a Star Wars book that was all about a Twi'lek who was upset because one got cut off, which is extraordinarily like painful and
sounds awful.
Problematic because it's all nerves and sensory stuff.
Probably also balance and stuff, right? Probably has some balance. So if you cut one off, you change your equilibrium maybe or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it basically turned her into a villain by doing it.
Wow, and really?
So it's always been in my head that that's like, you know, I don't know if it's like pleasure, like, you know, the good feels, but like it's got a lot of nerves in it and, you know, it's right there by your face.
What if they're really good if you slice them, you cut it off and you slice them up thin, you fry those up, put them on some like, you know, pretzel bread or something. They're probably really good.
I think that you would probably not want to do that to a creature that could be like, hey, cut it out.
Well, once it's already cut off, though, right? She's not putting it back on. It's laying there on the floor.
I guess it isn't cannibalism since they're not human, so, you know.
No, it's definitely not. Although there's probably a word for interspecies. Well, we eat animals, so I don't know what
it would be. Well, we have it confirmed that if a human being and a Twi'lek have sex, they can have a kid.
Oh, so yeah, that's true.
They're close enough to compatibility for, like, that's too close.
Yeah, but you technically, John, you could have relations with a ape, like a, I don't know, a bonobo, and that female bonobo could have a child that is half you, half them, or whatever percentage DNA you're going to get. But that's a thing that could happen because our DNA is
like a wolf-ody.
Yeah,
that can happen.
Well, our DNA is so close. I'm making this up, but maybe it could happen.
But if somebody said they've got delicious hands, I wouldn't go out and eat one of their hands either.
No,
I feel like we'd have heard about this.
No, you're right. I made it up. I don't know if it's true or not. It just sounds right, but it could be totally wrong. But right, John.
I feel like there'd be a race of. I feel like we'd have that offshoot of humanity if such a thing were
possible. But then again, we're eating like cow tongues. I'm not, but people eat cow tongues. That feels very
people
like
eat lots of things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like
I'm not.
No, I'm not either. I don't like cow tongue. I've tried it. It's horrible. It's horrible.
I know, John. You didn't bring up the cannibalism angle, but you did. You did open the door for Scott. he held the door open.
You're like, I wanted to know was if they ever put their leku in their own mouth.
Yeah, that's still a good question. And now you're making.
I mean, I sort of took it as in like you know how you might like I might chew my nails. Do you mean it in that way? Because that's how I took it. Like,
well, not. I mean, it
turned
like
into sexual pleasure for some reason. I was like, I didn't realize.
Well, because I said it had a lot of nerve endings in there, and people immediately were like, oh.
Yeah, you don't mean feels, you're not talking about somebody deep throating their own leku or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not saying that someone's sitting there going look to their leku just to be happy. Like, I just mean like, you know, passively stick it in your mouth a little.
I mean, well, no,
is that like taboo?
I've got some new porn searches to engage in this week. So thanks, boys.
Oh, that's great. Guarantee you there's stuff. I didn't even think of that. There's probably
some. Is it frowned upon in their culture? That's the other thing I want to know. One, is it done? Two, is it acceptable or frowned upon?
Like if Bo is in a public place in a mall and you suddenly took a lock of that hair, that awesome hair of yours, and started chewing on it, how do people react to that?
I've done that. I try not to because it breaks it and makes my hair short, so it's actually pretty easy to stop because hair is very brittle, and if you chew it, it's not good. But I have like done it on occasion. I chew pens like crazy though.
Oh, I'm a big like, pen chewer too.
I'm a chewer. Like I have actually have what they call I think an oral fixation. Like I definitely will chew shit that I shouldn't chew. I actually chipped my tooth the other day chewing on a bottle cap. Ooh. I'm a 40-something year old man, and I'm still chewing bottle caps. Like I'm just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I will chew bad things, but...
But what is the social outcry?
I've never chewed any parts of my body. I don't stretch.
But if anyone's ever seen you chew your hair, would that be off-putting or would that be...
No, I mean, if you know, people would probably tell you, at least people long-haired, like, you shouldn't do that because you'll break your hair if you want to keep it long. It's
Plus, if you digest it, you get the appendicitis deal. That's my understanding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't...
Yeah, you can get well. It will hurry it because
just from the guy who said we could have sex with bonobos and my kids. I better take this seriously.
It's a good point.
I just wanted to slab because it was funny.
It's a good point. No, real for real though. I think. But, it might well. My doctor always said if you chew your nails or bite your hair, you're increasing your risk of your appendix going crazy because your appendix is where all that shit collects. Traditionally,
is
historically,
because like, did you one of your daughters or Kim chew their hair? Like, how did that come up as a? Because you haven't had short hair as long as I've known you.
Yeah, Kim chewed her hair in high school, junior high or something, and she had an appendicitis from that. I chewed my nails when I was a kid. I didn't eat them, but you know, stuff gets around. And I had an appendicitis. Nick had it. He chewed his nails. But then again, Carter chewed her hair, and she never got an appendix or appendicitis. So I don't know. It's not every time.
The human body's a crazy place, but if it increases your odds, then, yeah, it's a good reason to not do something for sure. I didn't know that, so I chewed so much nails.
I love that. Though. Is this the same guy who told us humans and bonobos can have kids?
It was just funny timing because, you know, maybe they can. I don't know. I'm just not trying to be a jerk friend. I just,
no, nobody like should that. Ask me medical advice ever. That's a totally fair point. Oh, my gosh. That was good. All right.
I think we're going to jail. Everyone in chat rooms like unsubbing from the Patreon.
Why is nobody else interested in this? We can't be the only people wanting these answers. I think there's a lot of liars in chat that are acting outraged when deep down they wonder this.
Yeah, it's performative.
It's no shade to our listeners. I love you guys, but there are a lot of prudish people. Like, the amount of hate, not hate, but just like ew, I got.
Graders need to know.
when I was banging the Mind Flayer in Baldur's Gate 3, they were like, oh, why could you do that?
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of heat for that. Yeah.
Not heat, just like, you know, a lot of actual reaction. Like, I don't want to watch this. This makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel it was weird. I mean, it's a game. But anyways.
Video game let you do it. Yeah.
You know, nobody today thought they were going to come home from work, watch some Core, and then think about Twi'leks putting their... whether Twi'leks have the same nerve zones of pleasure, as Dr. Johnson says, as a penis. So, you know, their day's all ruined now.
Oh, my gosh.
Might be one of my favorite pre-shows we ever did.
No, thank you.
No, this is my ship. I haven't done any of that, though, yet. I keep wanting to fiddle with it in the game, but I haven't done any, like, ship tweaks or... you know, I'm just using the default one. Default one has some personality. It's kind of a firefly looking thing. And like John says, you get to walk around in it, which is cool. But I've seen some people do some weird stuff. People are making the Normandy. They're making Star Wars ships. And I saw an X-Wing somebody built. You can do crazy stuff in there with the ship builder. It's like a whole other game in and of itself. At some point, I will fiddle with that. But I've seen people with like big cruiser-looking things, which is what I want because you got all the cargo in the world. Some guy put 10,000 potatoes in a cargo hold, and every potato had physics. They poured out of this cargo hold. All potatoes had their own physics engine going. That's pretty cool. So, yeah. Play Starfield, game of the year.
No, that seems cool. I like that. If there's a good simulator, at least a starship simulator in it, that's good.
Yeah, that stuff's fun. And it's all, you know, it's all stuff made to just have you enjoy yourself. Go enjoy yourself.
Starfield, I have a feeling Starfield's going to be very enjoyable. I just need to have the right mindset.
I think in general it will be looked at favorably historically. I think it'll have a long tail on it. I think it came out at a rough spot. And it came out to a bunch of tribalism. Like, those are the two biggest problems for it.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. I think the 7 out of 10 review is spot on.
Yeah, especially the context of his review. I would recommend people read it. Dan's a very good writer, and I don't disagree with him. I think the 7 is probably accurate. As much as I'm raving about the game, I'm not someone who's like, give it a 10.
7's a good score.
Yeah.
You just live in a weird place where if something's not an 8 or if it's something's not a 9 or a 10, it's garbage. And that's just not how it works. Like, there's a lot of problems with Starfield. Doesn't mean it's not a fun game. Doesn't mean it's, you know, not good. Doesn't mean you can't have fun in it. Like, 7's a pretty high number.
Yep. And the shooting's good, which we didn't talk about, but it's good. It's good shooting. It's better than you expect shooting. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not Doom, but it's better than I thought I was getting.
Yeah. I think the animation stuff for the guns and all that is real, real tight. And I think it shoots better than Fallout 4. Fallout 4 had shitty shooting.
Although I do miss VATS.
Yeah. VATS is fun. VATS was their way of saying, hey, I know you guys love turn-based. We'll put in a thing that's sort of turn-based.
The shooting is good enough to justify the removal of VATS. I still kind of miss the days of just like locking in head. Like, there's no reason for VATS. Almost everything is just like shoot it in the head. Yeah. Like, I agree, VATS is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of fun.
I
wish VATS existed for ship to ship combat. Because I don't think ship to ship combat is particularly.
I think it's okay. But I'm with you. It's serviceable. It would be more fun if I could say, all right, target this. And there is ship target. There's a skill that lets you do more specific targeting.
I took it, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do it. Like, I took the ability. I was like, yeah, ship targeting.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, how do I do it? Like, there needs, again, the UI. if you take an ability that gives you a new ability, it should say on the damn tooltip, here's how you do the ability, because clearly I wasn't doing it before. I didn't have the ability. So teaching me how to do it would be actually really useful.
Yeah, it's dumb that they don't do that. I don't understand that stuff, but it is what it is. Well, I hope that Pizza Pocket did you well, Bo, and that you probably, you know, not enough. You need more. You gotta load up. I do.
I gotta go get dinner.
Yeah.
I think I need a burger.
Yeah, get a burger.
I played with the baby instead of having dinner tonight, so I'm going to go eat.
Go eat.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itzinis. I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.